recall rate. You expect a higher recall rate at first test, first screening compared to repeat test, because when they have a previous mammogram available for comparison, it almost halves or even more reduces the recall rate. This is one of the reasons why you should not give the films until you have films to the patient, which we did in the past. And of course, the films are systematically lost when she moves, when they change the house, and it's fundamental to keep the films for comparison. But there are differences in recall rate between countries, as you see. And some are over the standards at the first screening, and most countries are within the standards at repeat screening. And recall rate at repeat screening is much more important than recall rate at first screening, because the screening process is made of one first screening and several repeat screening. So you should look at the average recall rate. I mean, the risk of a woman to be unnecessarily recalled must be measured on the whole screening lifetime. So it's much more important to have a low recall rate, a good recall rate, or repeat test on the first screening, when you may also admit recall rates in the range of 10%. Why not? Doesn't make such a big difference.